May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful, motivating episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, from wherever in the world you are watching, do stay tuned, because we have some calls from people who have different types of concerns or difficulties. And who knows, maybe you will be going through those difficulties right now. Maybe you'll experience it in the future. Allah protect us. But that's a possibility. Or maybe you know somebody who will be going through some of these problems, these difficulties. So stay tuned and listen to the Madani Pearls of Advices, the wada'if, the invocations, the litanies, things that can be recited or written down to remove these problems. Let's all remember the beautiful narration, the blessed hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. So even if you're not going through these difficulties, try to have a diary, a notebook, and quickly jot down the important points, the wada'if. You can use that as a reference book to refer to it in future, inshallahu azza wa jal. There's so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak. It is mentioned in the summary of a hadith that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, decorate your gatherings by reciting Durud upon me. This Durud, this Salat of yours will be Noorul Lakum Yawm Al Qiyamah, will be light for you on the Day of Judgment. So subhanallah azza wa jal, let's create a mindset that we need to keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recitation of Qur'an Pak, Durood Pak, istighfar, saying good things to uplift others and not negative things, not insults and belittling other people. Be a positive person. You know when this starts? In the mindset. Our elders tell us, they advise us, that if you think good, then you'll speak good. And then inshallah ta'ala, good things will happen. So the mindset needs to be positive. We need to develop this PMA, positive mental attitude. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We will request our director sahab and team to please go ahead and play the first call.
I hope you're well. I want to create an Islamic environment at home. How do I achieve this? Please enlighten us. Jazakum.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. I am well. When somebody asks you, how are you doing? Then Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has taught us that say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever my condition is. So even if you're having a bad day, even if you are sick, if you say Alhamdulillah, I'm okay, I'm well, that could be a lie, because you have some problem in your life. So just say, whatever my condition, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows my condition. Subhanallah. A very good question. How do I create an Islamic environment in the home. And there are several things that can be done, several things that can be done by the grown-ups in the home. That's where it starts. It starts with the parents or grandparents, the elders of the house. You see, we must not make our homes into a graveyard. We should recite some Quran in the home. Especially Thursday night, which is Friday night, the arwah, the souls come to visit your home. They come to see who's reading Yasin Sharif, Khatam Sharif, Dhikrullah, Durood-e Pak, so that we can take as Isali Thawab back to our graves. So there must be some recitation of the glorious Quran in the home, by the mother, by the father. And the children who are growing up, they're going to see this. Even if they don't know how to read the Quran, they're going to see this, they're going to listen to it. So they're growing up in this environment. Recite some Quran in the home, perform some salah in the home. Of course, Islamic sisters will be performing their daily salahs in the home. The father can also perform some nawafil salahs. Tahajjud, awabin is there, ishraq chasht, tahiyatul wudu, salatul tawbah. So many different nawafil and optional salahs are there. Recite Durood-e Pak in the home. Recite Naat Sharif in the home. Put on Madani channel or go to Naat production. Select a Naat Sharif. Sit with your children and listen. As time goes by, you'll see your children may start reciting some of the ash'ar and the couplets also. Join in with them. These little things, not so little, ultimately is going to create over a period of time what we call a Madani environment, an Islamic ethos. As parents, as elders, become a practical embodiment of the Sunnah. So there must be some study circles happening in the home. And that brings me to Madani Dars or Home Dars. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali has taught us a very effective way to create that environment at home that is Islamic. It's called Home Dars. Dars means lesson. So what you do is, if you're thinking, what must I read? I don't have any books with me. Dawat Islam is there for you. You can get hard copies from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and the bookshop of Dawat Islami, starting with Faizan Sunnah. This is the magnum opus. This is the masterpiece of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Or if you want, if you got it on your tablet, on your laptop, on your phone, you can download the free ebooks from dawoodislami.net. In fact, over 250 to 300 books and booklets in English alone, you can download for free. And many of those are translated into over 30 different languages. So start with Faizani Sunnat. All you have to do is read out from the book. And you give each one a turn. Today is mother's turn, then father's turn, then son, then daughter, grandmother, grandfather. Give each one a turn. Just for 5 minutes, every day. Select a time. Maybe after Maghrib, before you'll eat, you'll finish Maghrib Salah, father came home. Right, let's all sit down to eat. Before we eat, 5 minutes. Just, that's it. Don't make it 15, 20 minutes bayan. Just 3 to 5 minutes, read out from Faizani Sunnat. What will you be doing? And no devices should be around. Full concentration with everybody sitting there around the table or the couch. You're teaching something of deen, or you're teaching a sunnah, you're teaching a dua, and you're creating that environment and you're bringing family together. This is one of the best quality times that you can get. Subhanallah. So become that embodiment of the sunnah. If the parents of the home, if the elders of the home are practical, it's easier to influence and motivate the others, especially the children. Let's have the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, I am drowning in debt. Please advise what can be recited. Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyaakum. This is a major issue in today's day and age. almost every second or third home, at least one person is in debt because of taking out loans. There are some wada'if for this, but I myself need to take practical steps of not taking any more loans, and to take that much which I'm able to repay. If there's a need, if there's a genuine need, you know what happens sometimes? Sometimes, because we want to up our standard of living, because we're looking at others, we're looking at the neighbors, we're looking at social media, most of the people who are there are living fake lives just to portray that they are, you know, role models, or they are to be followed. But the reality on the ground is something else. It's all superficial. Smoke screens, that's what it is. So be careful. Don't fall in this trick and this trap of taking unnecessary loans. Some of the wada'if are very simple, very easy. But we need discipline. We need discipline in our lives. And for wada'if as well, we need discipline. Reciting the following surah 300 times, that person will get quick debt relief, inshallah ta'ala. Everything is in the control, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants to create those means, those sources that help you in no time to pay off those debts, who is stopping Him? Nobody. So recite Surah Takathur. Alhaakum Takathur. The whole Surah. 300 times for quick debt relief. Something else to be recited after every Fard Salah. Recite the following 11 times. And 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Every day. So this is where discipline, dedication is needed. 11 times after every Fard Salah, 100 times in the morning and evening, every day, with Durood e Paak once before and after. And this must continue until your purpose is fulfilled. What's to be recited? You may have heard of this dua, very lovely, very beautiful dua, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let's go over the meaning first. Oh Allah, grant me halal, lawful sustenance, and save me from that which is haram and unlawful. And with your grace, make me independent of everyone except you. Beautiful dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika. وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. So recite it 11 times after every Fard Salah, 100 times in the morning and evening with Durood e Paak once before and after, for quick debt relief. It's mentioned that this dua has proven very beneficial. And if a Muslim has to regularly recite this dua at least one time after every Salah, he will remain protected from debt and oppression. Subhanallah. Let me share something else with you. The person who recites Suratul Waqi'ah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, the whole surah, every night will never face destitution, poverty. This should be recited after Maghrib, especially for the repayment of debts and distancing poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a quick debt relief to all those Muslims who are drowning in debts. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Please play the next call. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
My question pertains to, is there something to help me reform myself? Jazakallah khair.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This is actually the first step. If one acknowledges, I need to change. Because the starting point is the mindset. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the very first step, and this is the first step. The very fact that you're asking this question, I'm sure there's many out there, perhaps who are watching now, or those who are watching now know somebody, or know people, Muslims, that are living their life contrary to Islamic teachings. But they want to change. They don't know how to change. How do I get back on track? How do I get back to the straight path? I'm lost in this entertainments of the dunya. It's never too late. If, as long as you are alive, you are breathing, you are living, it's not too late. The doors of Tawbah are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. So the first thing is to acknowledge that, you know what, I need to change. And I would advise you, Dawud Islami helps a person, polishes a person, and changes, reforms that person into a practicing Muslim. That's what we all must aim to become. A practicing Muslim who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Dawud Islami doesn't just say it. I must strive to reform myself. This is our Madani mission statement. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Strive. I have to put in efforts. I have to work at it every day. It's not a once-off thing, because Shaitan is there. Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, he's constantly plotting and planning. How do I bring this person down? How do I destroy the good deeds? How do I snatch the iman, destroy the iman? That is what ultimately he wants to do. So get involved in Dawud Islami activities. Join a Madani Islamic center close to you, Madani Markaz close to you. If you can't find one, then join the online family, dawudislami.net. Join one of the courses of Faizan Online Academy. Start with the Fard Ulum course, that knowledge which is obligatory upon every Muslim male and female. Start with this. You finish that, move to the next one. Because what you're doing is, you're empowering yourself. You're educating yourself via Dawud Islami avenues and platforms. And believe me, you will see the change. Because the educators and the teachers, besides teaching whatever content is there, they give motivation. They give encouragement. They uplift the student to become an embodiment of the Sunnah, to establish the Salahs, to follow the Quran, follow and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the best moves that you can make in order to reform yourself is to get involved and participate in the Madani activities of Dawud Islami. Enroll in the courses online, in the courses and classes at our centers. So whilst you're learning, for example, about the Sunnah, start practicing. Make your good intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to earn thawab, and don't just let it stop by you. Transfer this to your family members, your household, and then into your community and your society as well. So what you learn, start practicing. You learn how to drink water according to the Sunnah, how to eat according to the Sunnah, how to do this according to the Sunnah, what my deen teaches, what are the Islamic values. Start implementing it in your life. Start encouraging it to others as well. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has a program called Nek A'mal, which means pious deeds. If you go to App Store or Play Store, you'll be able to download the app for free. And what you will be doing is, you're going to be asking yourself, it's a self-questionnaire. There are 50 plus questions that you ask yourself every day. Nobody else needs to know about it, because this is part of your reformation, your personal reformation. That did I do this? Did I make good intentions? Did I read my salahs? Did I respect, obey my parents? So you're asking yourself and you are monitoring your performance. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, whatever is zero that you haven't done, that itself is going to motivate you that, you know what, I'm only getting zero. Let me do this, yeah. Let me reply to the adhan. Let me make a dua after adhan. Let me stop these bad habits that I'm doing. So I can put the tick there. Do it again for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reform yourself. But now you are monitoring your progress, your spiritual progress, and your own reformation. So Dawud Sami gives you these tools, empowers you to reform yourself and train the mind to always have good thoughts, good intentions, because the starting point is the mind, the mindset. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's have the next call, please. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question for today is, how does sinning affect the heart and spirituality?
How does sinning affect the heart and spirituality? Yes. There are sins all around us. You see it, you hear it. How many cars, taxis, buses are going about? Sometimes a person, a Muslim himself or herself, will be guilty of this. The music is blasting. The latest albums are playing because they feel that, you know what, this is how I de-stress, or I feel motivated with this. The first question I need to ask, my Islam, does it allow this? My Allah, my Creator, to whom I am going to return sooner than I know, does He allow this? Does the Quran allow this? Does my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam allow this or not? If not, there's no good for you. We all know that, you know, music is like the sound of shaitan, because he's promoting his evil deeds, he's promoting it there. In fact, largely, the entertainment industry, whether it's the music industry, the movie industry, they are the marketing agencies of shaitan. So sinning directly affects you. When a sin is committed, a dark spot enters the heart. It doesn't mean this is a physical dark spot spiritually. A dark spot enters the heart. And a person who continues sinning, the heart is engulfed in darkness. If the person makes tawbah, sincere tawbah, and repents sincerely in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's washed out. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the person who makes sincere tawbah, it is as if he did not commit the sin. SubhanAllah. So, continuous sinning engulfs the heart in darkness. And then whatever advices are given to that person, it just bounces off. It has no effect. We must always, if we commit a sin, then hurry to make tawbah, because we don't know when we're going to leave. When our eyes are going to close permanently in this world, Allah will give us the great bounty of making sincere tawbah before we leave this world and grant us a good end. If a sin is committed, then follow it up with a good deed immediately or as soon as possible. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 70. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, Allah will henceforth change the evil deeds of such into virtues, good deeds. And Allah is the most forgiving, ever merciful. Good deeds. This is what our aim must be. We must be greedy to do good deeds, no matter how small it may be. We don't know. Even that small good deed that I think is small, that's the one that could be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and could lead to our salvation. Bad deeds hardens the heart. Again, not physically, spiritually hardens the heart. The one who finds hardness in the heart should write down Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. This part. Write it down in a bowl. Write it with saffron and put some water in, drink it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, that person's heart will soften. Get into the habit of crying. Not for worldly loss. Cry in the fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that I need to be in the correct circles, in the right environment. Attend the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawud Islami. Participate in the dua. Cry. This is also a way of softening the heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla soften our hearts. Please play the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, what are the best times to influence a child towards Islamic values? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Another beautiful question. All these questions are lovely because you and I can learn from them. Even if we don't have these issues, Allahu Akbar. There are certain times that we can use to our advantage in influencing our children. Look, whether a person wants to admit it or not, parents are a child's most influential role model. We spend more time with our children than any other grown-up, generally. And we model to our children our values, our likes, our dislikes, and they pick up. Children pick up our good habits and our bad habits. The most important phase in the life of a child is the first few years. The brain develops, it grows very quickly, faster in this period of time than in any other time in our life. Do you know the brain makes more than 1 million new connections every second? A beautiful narration advises us. This is part of the Islamic teaching. With your children, play with them for the first 7 years. Then teach them for the next 7 years. And then advise them for the next 7 years and beyond. You see, there's influences all around us. The moment a child goes to school, there's peer pressure. If they go to college and university, there's societal pressures. Even if they don't go, if they are online, there are influences there. So you need to influence them before these outside influences indoctrinate your children. It's your responsibility. There are certain times that the scholars have mentioned are ideal times. Obviously, these won't be the only times, but these are the ideal times to plant seeds as per Islamic values and teachings in their little minds. Again, you don't have to give a bayan. Just one or two things, simple things, according to their language and understanding, because we need to pass a message across. Don't use any big words, high words. According to their level of understanding, you just need to plant one or two seeds. Teach a sunnah, something small, something short, sweet and short. What are those times, those ideal times to influence your child? And again, towards Islamic values and teachings, towards goodness, or something of benefit, ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge. When they are eating, have a healthy discussion on the table. We don't need to keep quiet and eat. Have a healthy Islamic discussion. When they are traveling with you, yes, you can play Naat Sharif, different kalams. Encourage your children to ask questions. Rather they ask you than others out there who don't really care about them. Nobody loves and cares for your children more than you as a parent. You're the grandparents as well. They are like parents. When they are sick, this is one of the times to influence their minds. And when they are about to go to sleep, kids love stories. Grown-ups as well. Bedtime stories, instead of telling them all these things that have no real proper good moral lessons, there's a book, beautiful book called Quranic Wonders. Get it today. Read it yourself. You will be enhancing your knowledge from authentic sources. And those are types of stories, true stories with lessons. When they're going to sleep, tell them a story from the Quran. Tell them a story about the Anbiya alayhimus salam, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about a Sahabi, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya Allah. So many are available. Quranic Wonders is a must, especially for bedtime stories. Because you're teaching them something from the Quran, and amazing stuff. You can also download that from dawoodislami.net or get the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. So these are four ideal times: when they are eating, when they are traveling with you, when they are sick, and when they are about to go to sleep. The ideal times, the most ideal times to influence your children towards goodness, towards Islamic values. May we have the next call, please. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Hope you are keeping well, Mawlana Sahab. My question is, are there tips for parents to train their children? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. This is actually linked to the previous question, those four times of training your children, influencing them. But I will add to it that parents need to firstly empower themselves with authentic Islamic knowledge from authentic scholars. Dawood Islami has all of it. All the material is available. Become the first role models of your children. Parents are, in fact. But are we living up to that standard, that position? That's the starting point. But before this, knowledge. Knowledge is light, knowledge is power. Don't have this mindset that do as I say, don't do as I do. So I need to practice what I preach. And if I don't, and I'm instructing them to do something, maybe it's good. The day I'm not there, will they do it? Or they're just doing it because I'm forcing them to. I must make it a habit of theirs, part of their routine. For example, when they wake up in the morning after salah, they're getting ready for school, put on Shajara Sharif. Let them listen for blessings, for protection. Let them listen to the words, Shajara Attariya. You can find this on social media as well. In the home, have discussions with your children and encourage them to ask questions. Some parents may feel that, hey, my child asks so many questions, man. Don't get annoyed. Don't show that you're getting irritated, even if you are. Because as I said, rather they ask you the question than some person out there. Because they know you're the one they trust, they confide in. And this is the kind of relationship we need to build with our children and with others as well, but in particular with our children. A healthy relationship where my child knows the go-to person is my mother, is my father. And don't forget those four times, those ideal times to influence the child. I think we can have another call, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question for today is, what surah can be recited to chase away evil jinns from the home?
Allahu Akbar. Allah protect us against the evil of jinn and human beings. Those are the invisible criminals that are lurking around. How I take the necessary precautions to safeguard myself and my family. The physical securities, the burglar guards, the security systems, alarms, the patrollers and all of those things, barbed wire. I need to also take measurements and or security measures for the invisible criminals, the jinn, the evil jinn. It is stated by the scholars, the recitation of Suratul Baqarah in the home makes the jinn, shaitan, run away from the house. Suratul Baqarah. Recite Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, and do dam. Just blow into your hands and wipe your body. That person, inshallah ta'ala, will be protected against jinn, those who are evil ones, and those who are jealous as well. And one more, inshallah ta'ala. If somebody is unable to sleep, or a person has nightmares, or feels like there's a pressure on him or her, and there's a weight, then spread the palms, recite the three quls, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These three, blow to the hands and wipe as far as you can reach. Do this for a second time and a third time as well. This will be very beneficial, inshaAllah ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.